Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dallas Mavericks smoke the Phoenix Suns by 33 in the decisive Game 7. They move on to the Western Conference Finals, 123-90 in Game 7 last night in Phoenix. It is Sean and RJ on your Turn It On, Leave It On station, 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Gray, Lord RJ Choppy, the returning Troy Hughes holding it down for you on your Turn It On, Leave It On station. The truckwreck.com text line, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, if you want to get in on the conversation this morning as we celebrate the Dallas Mavericks returning to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2011. A certain number 41, Chop, was in the building last night. Dirk was in the building to take in the destruction of the Phoenix Suns in Game 7 last night.
Yes, he was. Good to see him. Good to see him with a big embrace of Luka after Luka dismantled that fraud and those frauds known as the Suns.
Fraudulent Phoenix Suns.
Chris Paul, Cliff Paul, whatever he wants to call himself this week. Yeah, there you go. I can't. Now I wonder, you know, when the Mavs do finally go.
Suns in four. Suns in four.
When the Mavs do finally win the title this year and they have a parade.
Oh, I heard what you just did there. All right, Chop.
You know, okay. Is Luka going to do the same kind of singing that Dirk did from the from the balcony of American Airlines Center, whatever the hell stadium they put, American Airlines Center.
I was at
AT&T Plaza, right? Victory Plaza, right? The AT&T South Plaza. So is he going to do the same thing and sing? Who knows? Who knows what he's going to do? If Luka's going to do the same thing Dirk did. But we'll find out in a couple of weeks.
He does like to sing songs, you know, to keep himself calm these days. But
tell me.
The Mavericks were singing their way out of Phoenix with a win last night. Just, I kept tweeting at Kevin Gray Sports on Twitter. I would say, look, I have never seen anything quite like this. From start to finish, it was a wire-to-wire win for the Mavericks. But the manner at which they just kept pouring it on over and over and over again, Spencer Dinwiddie, who we've been waiting on to show up in these playoffs in the way that he did, I didn't expect him to even drop 30 points in the way that he did. It was absolutely phenomenal the way that he showed up. Jalen Brunson was great in the third quarter. Luka Doncic set the tone early on with a couple of step back threes, and it was game on from there. Speaking of game on, Troy, cup number 12, this clip went viral last night because this is how into it Jason Kidd was. The coaching and the way that he was into the game, you can hear it through this piece of audio.
Now, come on. Channel 5, stay home, don't. Channel 5, baseline, chop.
Oh my God, kill me.
It was amazing because you
we killed Avery for that when he did the same thing. Killed him for that. Like, dude, shut up, let you guys play. Like, we killed Avery for that. Whoo! If I was a player, I'd be so annoyed on the bench, on the court. Like, if I'm Luke, I'm like, bro, I got this. just relax here, man. We got this. We're good.
Well, what's illuminating about that particular clip is you heard him tell Dorian, stay home. And he was telling him to stay home on Devin Booker. The strategy in last night's game was this. Anybody but Devin Booker. And they made it a point to ensure that that dude didn't go off. And that plan came to fruition. And you could hear that Jason Kidd and the screaming that he's doing, yelling at his guys to make sure that they're doing what they need to do defensively. And that's exactly what they did. So the Mavericks, total annihilation of the Phoenix Suns. None of these games are close in the seven games at all.
No, it really was a terrible series. Like, it was great from like the fact that there were seven games, but none of the games were particularly close or like, oh my God, what a game.
Coming into last night's game, each team had averaged their wins by 17.2 points per game.
There was really nothing that was like, this was not like one of those all-time great series. This was a bunch of blowouts. That's all it was. It's a bunch of one team came to play in each game. And that's really it. But, you know, you mentioned Kidd. I don't want to ever hear Monty Williams' name mentioned again either. Another fraud. Never should have won a coach of the year over Kidd anyway. I don't want to hear his name. Don't want to hear Chris Paul's name. Don't want to hear Devin Booker's name. Don't want to hear DeAndre Ayton's name. Who else on that team? Who's your GM? I don't want to hear Robert Sarver's name, the owner.
We're not trying to hear about him anyway.
I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear anything about the Phoenix Suns. They're gutless. They're frauds. Monty Williams, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, they all go home.
This is going to be cut number 8. Luka last night, who dropped 35 points in the decisive win. Luka on his love of the Game 7 pressure in the way that he performed last night.
It's Game 7, you know. I like these games. It's pressure, you know. I know we were the underdogs. Everybody had the Suns on to win this one. But like I say, you know, the whole locker room believed. And that's what won us the game. And I think we play amazing today.
If you don't believe, you shouldn't be here. That's all I can think of when I hear about when I hear him talk about belief. And this team, they believed in what they were capable of. A lot of us did not pick them to win this series, and for good reason, given the talent disparity we thought, obviously, coming into the series between the Suns and the Mavericks. But more importantly, this team got the collective effort from other guys to come with Luka, and that's all we've talked about throughout this series, was if other guys could come with Luka Doncic, they're going to give themselves a shot. But it was defensively is what they were able to do to Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, and Devin Booker, a combined 9 of 27 from the field for 26 points. At one point, Chris Paul and Devin Booker started off 0 of 11.
They didn't have a bucket like 4 minutes ago in the half, man. Like between them and Ayton and Paul, like guys, like that's you can't kind of play like that in a game 7. Oh man, I wish Phoenix was on the Eastern Time Zone today. So we can be listening. So
start spying on them right now. Got a couple more hours.
But look, that's the way that things went. The Mavericks last night were able to do what they did. 9 steals. They forced, when you come to the turnovers, another 12 turnovers. Again, they did everything. They played a near perfect game.
And it's like you said, it had to be a collective, you know, a win for this team. You know, obviously Luka's going to show up, but it was always the other guys that you had to mention, like who's going to show up, who's going to do this. Spencer Dinwiddie. Spencer showed up, okay? He showed up big time. Here's Luka putting up 35 points. Spencer, he puts up 30 points. The last time a duo put up 30-plus points in a Game 7, that was Shaq and Kobe. In 2002. I mean, that's how monumental that was in order for this Mavericks team to get a win. But not just a win, just an embarrassment for the Suns organization.
It really is. It's great to see.
Yeah, love to see it. It's not going away either.
No, it's not.
This is not one of those things that next year they'll play a clip and like, can they come back after what? No, this will sit on this franchise for
I love it.
Years. Oh,
so couldn't. Yeah, hate to see it. Really do. Hate to see it happen to such a fraud like Chris Paul. I hate being right.
Yeah, but once again, Chris Paul, is he going to play next year? We don't know, although we actually do know. Chris Paul was asked after the gigantic loss yesterday, are you retiring?
We'll be right back next year. Tell you that much. I'm not retiring tomorrow. Thank God. You know, hopefully I'm healthy, come back, but keep playing.
You come
back next year. I hope you have a 2-0 series lead again. Be 0-6 now.
Well, here's the thing, man. After he turned 37, he looked washed. Like, they physically took it to him. They made it a point to make him physically be demanded to play on both ends of the floor, and he couldn't do it. Now, Mark J. Spears, of ESPN, is reporting last night, you know, that Chris Paul may have been dealing with a quad injury.
Oh, poor
so
guy.
Here it comes. Poor right. Guy. Yeah, here it comes. So that will be interesting to see how that gets, you know, fleshed out over the next few days when it comes to Chris Paul. But yeah, he looked awful. Going into game 7, the previous 4 games, he was averaging like 5 turnovers a game. The Mavericks did the job defensively on him. Just one more number before we move on from them for just a second. The Phoenix Suns had 27 points in the first half. Luka Doncic had 27 points himself in the first half. Doncic became the first player in the last 25 postseasons to equal or exceed an opposing team's point total in a half. That's all you need to know about the destruction of what the Dallas Mavericks did to the Phoenix Suns last night.
Oh, so good to see.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.